So I've mentioned a few times this morning that the Andrew Lloyd Webber musical Starlight Express started a run at the Royal Concert Hall this week. It's all about a little boy whose train set comes to life and all the cast move around and race on roller skates. How hard can that be? Well, actually, harder than you probably think. Jamie Capewell, who plays Greaseball, has been giving me a quick lesson on stage.
Wow. I'm suited up. That's the last bit of Velcro. So on my feet are roller skates, courtesy of the roller derby team, Hellfire Harlots of Nottingham. I've got my knee pads, I've got my wrist guards, I've got my elbow pads, I've got my helmet as well. And phew, I think I'm ready.
I think you're ready.
But I notice you're just, you know, totally cool about this whole thing, aren't you, you know?
Very cool, yeah.
So how long have you been skating?
Well, I've been in Starlight for 10 years.
And did you skate before you did Starlight?
I could skate all right. I could skate forward and backwards. I could do a couple of spins. But, yeah, I could kind of skate
okay.
before I started.
So there was something to work on, which, to be honest, there isn't with me. So I don't know if they've warned you about this.
I can kind of see that.
Yeah,
there was something to work on. And I knew that as soon as I'd auditioned for the show and I went to a thing that we had called Skate School, that I knew I'd be fine and be able to cope with what we do.
So they send you to skate school, do they?
They send you to skate school, yeah.
What do they teach you?
Years ago, they used to audition on skates. So you used to do your singing and dancing rounds, then you used to do your skating round. And then after that, they'd put it all together and pick the best out of those people. But nowadays, once you get the show, you go to a month's skate school where they teach you from the basics right up until backflips and front flips.
Whoa,
and kind of thing.
We're not doing those today, though.
We're not going to do those today. We're going to take baby steps today.
Okay, so what do I need to do first? We're on the stage, by the way, I should say, at the Royal Concert Hall here. This is the set.
Yeah, this is the set. It's just basically a massive round circle with lots of arches. And what we're going to do first, skating-wise, is a basic thing of bending your knees. The first thing to do is always bend your knees, and we call it the Z position. And all that's
I'm moving forward. Is that normal?
Good. So what you're going to do is you're going to scissor out like this. And what we do is we push our feet and our leg muscles to move out and come in like a scissor shape, like a figure of eight kind of thing.
Whoa, okay. Can we do something fast now?
Yes. If we wanted to go fast, we'd have to cross over and skate in a
quick manner. Are you going backwards? How do you do that?
Well, I think that's a few lessons time. I think we should just stick to push and roll and break.
Oh,
maybe.
Okay. What about the jumps? Am I not ready for those either?
Not quite ready for the jumps. Maybe in a couple of weeks.
Right.
From extensive training.
How do you remember all of your skating moves, as well as all the songs, as well as all the dance moves?
Well, what we do in to teach people to skate first is we teach them that they're so comfortable on a pair of skates that they don't never think about the skates. Everything has to combine together because it's a hard show with big, heavy costumes. So not only are you going to sing, you're going to dance, you're going to act, you're going to roller skate, you're wearing 3 sleeping bags, 2 pounds of sugar on your feet, and then you have to be strong enough to carry those for 2 hours while sweating. So, yeah.
Okay, there's quite a lot to learn there.
Quite a lot to learn, yeah.
Right, okay, I'll have another quick go at the fast skating, though. Here we go.
Right, so that's it.
Oh! Okay. That's not very fast, actually, to be honest.
That's not bad.
It doesn't feel very fast. Although I do feel like I might end up on my bum at any particular moment.
Not bad, I've
so,
seen
hey!
I've seen
okay.
worse.
Just recovered there. So, just moving backstage now, through the curtains, and in this bit that the consumers who sit in those seats rarely get to see, I've come across Chris Manuel, who's part of the cast and is a big Nottingham connection lad, aren't you, really? Tell me about your Nottingham connections.
I trained back in 1996 until 1999 at Midlands Academy of Dance and Drama in Carlton.
So did you ever think when you were doing that it would lead you, well, just up the road to the Royal Concert Hall?
Well, I mean, I knew this is what I wanted to do, and obviously that's why I went there. It was a 3-year musical theatre course, so I knew that was what I wanted to do, and so I just think I'm very lucky to have kind of left the college and then had, like, what's it now, 14 years or something like that of work. So
wow.
I mean
that is impressive, really.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's thanks to the college, really, that I got to a good enough standard to be able to go out and then get an agent and get a job and stuff like that.
Starlight Express, what do you love about it?
And I think it's one of those shows that even if you're in a bad mood and you come in and you go on stage, it's one of those shows that it just lifts you and it makes you feel... it just puts you in a good mood for the day, you know, especially the mega mix at the end. And it's brilliant, it's the best. And you look around and everybody looks like they're having a great time, but they're actually having a great time because it's just great fun.
One of the cast then, who has his Nottingham connections,